drink and dance all night. Now it's time for divers and pacifiers and our fans are feeling tight.
Bottle service with BKB. Bottle service with BKB.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Bottle Service with yours truly, Sarah Merrill Hall. Guys, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I am fighting for my life recording this episode right now. I just got home from a bachelorette party last night, and I have approximately 40 hours home, and then I leave for another bachelorette party. Even in my heyday, even in my peak performance era, like a back-to-back bachelorette weekend is aggressive, you know, and especially as a mom or after having kids. I mean, this is a lot, man. Like I just don't have it in me these days. And it got me thinking, I mean, it's just so funny, like thinking about a bachelorette from like your pre-baby era to like your now mom era. Like we've learned, we've evolved, and I think it's just like a totally different experience. So I think I did some things really well this first go around, and then I think I learned some things in this last bachelorette that I'm going to apply to this next bachelorette. And I figured, I mean, we're kind of going into like wedding bachelorette season. I think this is what we're going to have to talk about this week, because quite frankly, I don't have much capacity for anything else. So before even going on this first trip, I was laughing because I've said this before and I'll say it again. No one works harder than a girl who's about to go on a beach vacation. Like that, it is a full-time job. Like the week going into a beach vacation, we're talking manicure, pedicure, hair done, wax, spray tan, shopping. It should be like a government subsidized thing to get ready for a beach vacation, because the pressure is on, it's high stakes, and it can be stressful. And I can tell you, like, I had very high hopes going into this last trip. About a couple of days before leaving, I realized, like, I just, with a toddler in tow, like, I just don't have the capacity to do any of these things. Like, I really had to pick and choose what I could get done. Which was annoying. And I ended up doing a lot of these things at home because I feel like it is easier, cheaper, and yeah, all the things. Like ain't nobody got time for all of that when you're, you know, taking care of a small human. So I really had to pick and choose like what I could get done before going. And I've said this before, like before going to a beach vacation, especially if you're like, a little, I don't know, like self-conscious about going to the beach, or being in a bathing suit, which I think just from like the DMs I got this week, I could sense a lot of you maybe feel the same way, because it's hard, you know, like having to be in a bathing suit the whole weekend after having a baby. And of course that depends on like how far out you are. Especially like if you're newly postpartum, but even me, I mean, I'm like almost 2 years out, and like I still feel a little strange being in a bathing suit in public, just because like things aren't the way they used to be, and it can be stressful. So I say before a beach vacation, if there's like one thing I'm gonna do, it comes a bit down to the whole like, if you can't tone it, tan it. Like I think getting a spray tan before a beach vacation is so critical for so many reasons, but it just makes me feel better, you know? It just makes me, I think I look better, I feel better. And this is another little life hack that I pretty much have been doing for years too, but I always do like a couple, like I do a little bit of white teeth whitening before going on a beach trip too, you know? Like I try to take the eyeballs away from the like stomach pooch that's hanging over a little bit. I think a lot of us have it, and just want you to be blinded by these freaking just stark white chompers in your face. So teeth whitening and spray tan, I feel like, can go a long way. I mean, I just grabbed some Crest White strips and did like 3 sessions last week. And then I just did an at-home spray tan. at night, like after Bodhi went to bed. So, and I did an express one because there's different variations. I don't know why I'm going so far into this whole tanning thing. You guys get the point. But anyway, those were like the two things that I think I did that helped the most going into this weekend. Just another thing on the whole, like bathing suits, not, you know, feeling a little strange with the belly pooch and all of that. I would just like to like offer this little slice of delusion that I have, but I was actually really proud of myself for. I ordered, I want to say like 10 to 15 bathing suits online a couple weeks before, just knowing I'm like, none of my bathing suits like look the same on me. I want to get some new cute ones. Like I have kind of a different body shape than I did in previous years. So I ordered a shit ton. I'm like, I don't know what looks good on me anymore. I ordered some one pieces. I ordered some two pieces. I ordered like high waisted, low waisted, like all just types of things. I was like, I'm just going to figure out what looks good on me because, you know, I have a new body. And I got to say, I got all of these bathing suits and I tried them on. One by one, one by one. And my thoughts, like, truly were not, like they all look terrible on me. But I have to say, like, I wasn't looking at these, like, feeling bad about my body. I was more so, like, just pissed off at swimsuit companies in general. I'm like, none of you guys know how to, like, flatter a female body. I'm like, this is insane. Like, either the cup, there's, like, no cups or no, like, underwire. They're made for, like, people without boobs, or they're just the bottoms, the cut is so unflattering. I'm like, who, like, there needs to be a company out there that makes like hot bathing suits for moms, or like hot bathing suits for people who have had children, or just like have a female body over the age of like 28, because what's available now is not cutting it. But I love that for me. And I was like, I want to like pass this on to anybody else. As not for one second was I blaming myself for not looking good in these bathing suits. I was fully blaming the swimsuit companies. I'm like, this is absurd. This is absolutely ridiculous that like we're in 2024 and we can't figure this out. Like, let's get some new styles. Let's get some new cuts. You know, hello sharks. Let's get on this. Somebody get on this. And if you're listening to this and you've found a swimsuit company that like can flatter a postpartum / mom body, please slide into my DMs and let me know, because I am still on the hunt as we go into the summer months. I found one or two that I was like, this'll do, but nothing I was super excited about. And I think I've just had to get really comfortable with the idea of like my body had a baby and like my stomach is going to hang forward a little bit. And, you know, I'm not going to try and hide it. I'm not going to be ashamed of it. It just like is what it is. I'm going to slather a little tan over it and we're going to call it a day. And I'm not going to stress about it, because at the end of the day, Mama was really excited to get to the beach, and I didn't want to like have any kind of like setbacks due to something as trivial as like feeling a little insecure in my own body. Like, I just like, we don't have time for that. You know, I know it's easier said than done, but I tried to make it a point to like not feel bad about it and just get out there and have a good time. So once I got on this trip, I gotta say, like, I started thriving pretty much right away. Like, I checked into my hotel room, which, for any of you listening, because this was the first time I've, actually not the first time I've been in a hotel room by myself, but it's been, like, very few times. And there is, quite frankly, nothing better as a mom than checking into your own hotel room, getting your own bed, getting your own space with like not toys and bullshit everywhere, you know, throwing open my bag, making my own mess, having my own bed. Did I mention having my own bed yet? Because that was just so amazing. Not having a husband next to me to snore all night long. Like, I could make the room temperature as cold as I wanted it. I could like use my sound machine. Like, I just having a room to myself on this trip was so exciting. And honestly, I could have just stayed in there the whole time and had a great experience. But I didn't. And I definitely joined the group. And it's funny when you're like a mom on these trips, like I feel like there's different categories of people on a bachelorette trip. Like you got your single girls who are like ready to fucking go. You've got the bride. You've got like the bride's family that's there. That's like, you know, whatevs. Then there's like the moms, and the moms are proactive. They are planned. They are ready to go, but in a responsible way. Like I was kind of laughing at myself on this trip because like I was so meticulous about my water intake. Like I was just like, I want to make sure I'm hydrated. I want to make sure I have my SPF on, and then I'm like reapplying it every 2 hours. Like I was just so diligent. And I think like it just kind of comes second nature these days. Like we're used to like having to plan and be prepared and do all of this stuff. So like, it just made me laugh, like being the mom on this trip, and like people knew to come to me for like for like any medicine, Advil. They came to me for like the SPF 100. Like I you know, us moms on these trips, like we come prepared. One of my biggest life hacks, if I'm going out or traveling or celebrating anything and just want to have fun without worrying about paying for it the next day, is of course morning recovery from More Labs. You've heard me talk about them before. These little bottles are a lifesaver. They help speed up the breakdown of alcohol-induced toxins. All you have to do is drink one little bottle of Morning Recovery the night you're drinking and let their proprietary blend of electrolytes and vitamins rehydrate and restore lost nutrients so you can wake up ready to take on whatever life has in store for you. My tolerance is just like so embarrassingly low these days, and I just can't afford to feel like crap the next morning, especially with a toddler. So I order these in bulk. I mean, I keep them stocked at my house and I travel with them, like you best believe. And if you want to give them a try, you can save 20% and support the show at the same time when you use code BIGKID at checkout. Don't let rough mornings after drinking dampen the next day. Drink smarter with Morning Recovery at morelabs.com/BIGKID. And again, use that code BIGKID for 20% off your order. Cheers. Did, which I was just like, wow, we've come a long way, Sarah, is before I went out for like our like main crazy night, I pre-ordered, this is probably one of the smartest things I've ever done. I pre-ordered pizza, like room service pizza to my hotel room so that I had a bite before, because I was like, I know by the time everybody's ready, we get out the door, we get to dinner, we're talking like hours from now. And I also wanted to have pizza when I came home, which is exactly what I did. I had a slice of pizza before going to dinner, and then when I came home at like 3:30 in the morning, I had a lovely cheese pizza just like waiting for me, ready to go. And of course, like I ate the shit out of it. I drank like 2 bottles of water before going to bed, and I feel like that saved me, to be honest. But I had so much fun on this trip, let me tell you. And there was actually some other, like, more experienced moms in this group, which I really appreciated. And we ended up, like, all kind of comparing notes, which is so funny. So I feel like I learned some things from my more experienced moms on this trip, which I will take with me in future girls' trips, bachelorettes, what have you. One of the things, one of my new, like, best friends told me, she was, like, a mom of 3. And I was like showing her pictures of my kids. I was like telling her I needed to go back to the room to FaceTime Bodie and all of that. And she was like, listen to me. She's like, when you go on trips like this, especially short ones, she's like, this is what I do. She's like, I tell my husband, I tell my kids, I love you so much. I'm going to be back in a couple days. I will talk to you then. And she's like, I do not FaceTime them. You know, I'll talk to my husband here and there, but I do not FaceTime the kids, because what happens is like they get sad, I get sad. It like they're vibing like with their dad doing everything, and then when I just FaceTime, it kind of ruins everything. And I was honestly like, you know what? She's kind of onto something. Bodhi's not like fully there yet, but he is starting to understand when like mom is away and he doesn't like it. So I kind of like that tip, and I might try and like do that in future trips, especially when Bodhi gets a little bit older and this becomes like a little bit more of a challenge for him. But I like that. I mean, like, you know, they're gonna be okay. You can, you know, talk to your husband, hear about their day, whatever, but like, I guess I kind of like maybe the not FaceTiming is the move. I don't know. I think there's something to it. I'm not going to lie. Some other things that my new mom friends were doing on this trip. I mean, like, I was dying, but you know, some of these moms out here were like getting their flirt on, which I was like, whoa, what is happening? Because like, I feel like I don't even remember how to flirt, but like, you know, they were like, look, like we're out, we're in a club. And like these, if some 25-year-old dudes want to hit on us, like, we'll just like flirt back. We'll have a little fun with it. Which I was like, you know what? More power to you. I felt so uncomfortable anytime like any male gave me any attention at all, just because I'm so not used to it. But it was kind of funny and entertaining. At one point, you know, we're at a table at a club, we're dancing up on the sofas like I'm freaking 22 again. And these guys come to our table that are like children. Like they looked, you know, so much younger. And this one guy is like trying to talk to me, like, bless his soul. And he's like, when did you guys graduate? And like, I'm like, a couple years ago, LOL, like more than 10. And he's like, oh, great. I'm like, he's like, we just graduated from Alabama last year. I'm like, cool. Okay. Went right back up to dancing. Like, I'm like, I don't have the bandwidth for that. I mean, even in my single days, I was never somebody who liked to like flirt in the club, but like for my moms out there who like, just, you know, like need it, want a little bit of that male attention, like this is the perfect opportunity. I was laughing. I was like, this is like, I didn't even know that that was an option. You know, it's harmless. It's harmless. It's funny. And some of the other moms on this trip were like, you know, getting some extra attention. We'll say that. So, you know, I'm kind of here for it. If that's your thing, you know? So we were out dancing our little faces off so late. Like we got to the club at like 1 a.m., which if anybody knows me, like I like to be tucked in bed at like a solid 9. And I'm like a night owl, but I just like to be home, you know, like I just like to be in my home. Like I don't even remember the last time I was out until like 3:30 in the morning. I really don't. It's been a minute. Even like, I just love to Irish and peace out. But I'm like, here we are, you know, this is one of my favorite people that we're celebrating. And she, I looked at her at 3 o'clock in the morning and she was like still just ready to go. And at a certain point, I'm like, you know what? I gotta call it. Because truth be told, you know, at the end of these trips, you got to go home and you got to parent. And so I think you got to like also just do what you got to do to keep yourself okay. You know, like there's no way I was going to stay out until like 5-6 in the morning, which is what some of the girls on this trip did, because I knew like the following day I was going to have to go home and parent. And like, who wants to do that if you're deathly hungover and tired? So at around 3 o'clock, I said my goodbyes. I peaced out. I went home. I ate my pizza. I drank my water. I took my morning recovery. I'm like, I did my full skincare routine. I was just like, wow, we've come a long way, Sarah. And I put myself to bed. I'm like, I'm not turning an alarm on. I can just sleep in as long as I want. This is amazing. And then I woke up at 6:45 a.m. I'm like, no. Which I've heard is like such a thing. Every mom I was talking to, they're like, yeah, like no matter what, like you just kind of wake up early. Now I refused to take that as an answer. I like knocked myself back out and then slept until 10:30. It was glorious. It was absolutely wonderful. Slept in late, had the whole bed to myself. It was just chef's kiss. Delightful. And then afterwards, like all the girls, like the next morning were like back at the beach, like doing it again. I strolled my ass down to the hotel lobby. I got myself a little snack and I sat at the pool by myself for like an hour, just had my food at the pool for an hour. I just needed like a little bit of decompression, which I feel like for any of us on a trip like this is so great. Like if you're taking time away from your kids, sometimes it's hard to just like keep going all the freaking time. Like we do that on a daily basis. You know, like I just think like if you can sneak away for a little bit of decompression, like that's the move. So I had myself a little lobster roll. I sat at the pool in a lounge chair. I don't even think I like looked at my phone or like read a book or did anything. I was just kind of like staring off into space, like, and just like enjoying myself, like probably a little scary for anyone who saw me at the pool, but I was vibing, you know. It was great. I thought it was wonderful. Anyway, I joined back up with the group for a little bit, got a lot last seconds of beach time, and then I headed out, you know. Went, got to the airport. Whew, going to the airport by yourself also without your kids, talk about a dream. Like, you know, sometimes I used to like before going to the airport and getting on a flight is such a drag, but I'm like, wow, getting on an airplane without my toddler is just like such a delightful experience. Like I got to watch a movie in silence. Like it was just like no one was bugging me for snacks or toys. Didn't have to entertain anyone. Like I got a Diet Coke. I watched a movie. It wasn't that good. But I just like, I fully enjoyed my time on that air flight. Oh, also, before I got on the plane, I you know, was going through the airport. I had a couple minutes before and I was like, let me get myself some food. You know you're down bad when you get yourself chicken noodle soup at the airport. Like I literally got myself soup and went and took it on the airplane. I'm like, this is not a good sign. But I honestly like didn't even drink that much this weekend. Like you guys have heard me the last few weeks. I'm deep in my trying to conceive journey. So I was pretty tame on that front. But just like the no sleep and like constant going can take it out of you. So I had my little chicken noodle soup, my Diet Coke. I watched a movie. And then the second I got off that plane, Brandon and Bodie picked me up and it was back to motherhood. Just like that. Like as Brandon picked me up, was so excited to see Bodie, gave him some hugs and kisses, and he was just like, he just kept saying, Paw two, which is Bodie talk for Paw Patrol. Cause we as parents made the huge mistake of exposing him to Paw Patrol, and I will regret it for the rest of my life because now this kid is just obsessed with Paw Patrol. So, you know, got in the car and Brandon is like, I'm so sorry, but we have to do this. And he turned on the Paw Patrol soundtrack and I was just like, here we are. My whirlwind trip is over and we are back to reality. Got home, went straight into the bath time routine. You know, I was like, wow, less than 24 hours ago, I was dancing on a table in South Beach, getting hit on by recent Alabama graduates. And now we're here. Now I am, you know, trying to get my kid into a bubble bath and tucked into bed, all so I can finally get some sleep. And that's where we are. Woke up this morning, dying, fighting for my life. And had to record this podcast because you know what? The day after tomorrow, I will be on an airplane once again and going to one of my other best friends' bachelorette parties. And that is a five-dayer. That is a five-dayer in the Bahamas. So I will be editing this episode probably on the airplane. And by the time you guys listen to it, I will be home because it'll come out on Monday. I think I get home Sunday night. And I will maybe be checked into a hospital of some sort by the time you guys are listening to this. So if you could, you know, share some love if you like this pod, leave us a nice little review, slide into my DMs, leave us a nice little review, send it to a friend. If you're getting ready for a bachelorette, godspeed. Let's compare notes. You guys can always hit me up in the DMs on social media. You know where to find me, Big Kid Problems, or on my personal, Sarah Merrill_Hall. And yeah, send your thoughts and prayers. I most likely need it by the time that you guys are listening to this. As always, thanks for bumping along with me, and I will see you next time. Bye.